Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back. This is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. My name, it's Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 584 of the program. Remember program? I still say program. Like your teacher would be like, hey, we're going to watch an educational program. What? There's no fucking you in that word. It's program. Program. Program? Get the fuck out of here. I am joined, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Oh, wait. I got to say that you can call us 949-464-TBLS. You can send us a voicemail. Mailbag of the ball. Also, this is so ChatGPT catches it and puts it in the show notes. Also, please consider subscribing to our Patreon. I worked out the kinks. It's all set up. We're all good to go. Okay? No more bitching in the emails, all right? And now look, and also in the comments on Patreon. And now I will admit, some of you were very nice and helpful. And I figured out there was a setting I needed to change. Honestly, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. I never Patreoned before. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. We're getting a lot of people coming over from Red Circle. We're almost back to where we were on Red Circle. And then we got to go exponential. Or else me and Ed are shutting this show down. December 31st, 2025. Which is like the 12th anniversary of the show or something. That's it. It's going to be the end. So you better tell your fucking friends to subscribe because we're sick of this bullshit. Been at it a long time. And guess what? It took us a while, but we're pretty good at it now. We didn't used to be that good at it. Now we're pretty good at it. So tell your shitty friends and they can watch it too. You know, I mean, if they get Patreon, I put it on YouTube too. You know how it goes. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. That's great. I got a gift from a friend of the show.
What? Who fucking sends me shit?
It's a friend of mine. Oh. The great toe cutter.
Oh, I love toe cutter.
I played high school football with him.
That's right.
He's a buddy.
Hey, look, he's a Red Circle guy. And he's probably a Patreon guy. I haven't checked lately.
Yeah, he asked me like whenever we made the switch. He's like, hey, what happened to Red Circle? And I had to tell him, but yeah.
Yeah.
A buddy.
Yeah, we're on the Believe Network now. Tell us, what do you got?
He liked to make fun of me for drinking tea, so he got me this mug. And it's a black mug, and then when there's a hot beverage in it, it turns into this beautiful mess.
That shit's high tech.
Yeah.
I love that mug.
It's a nice mug,
I love it. It's an IMK mug. I would love to have that. I would drink out of that mug every fucking Saturday. Love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, I just saw something before I got on the show. And it was like a quiz on one of these Instagrams that I follow. And I saw the question and I wondered, because I do wonder about this sometimes. When taking a shower, Ed, do you face the spray, the nozzle, or do you turn? I can't remember if we've covered this before, but I know you're going to have the wrong answer. Or do you turn your back and let the water hit you in the back?
I like it going right in my face.
God damn it. You're a psycho. That's psychotic. We've talked about this before.
Girls are supposed to let it hit their back.
They are? What?
Yeah.
No, get in there. It splashes up.
Splash the face.
But it's constantly little specks are hitting you in the face the whole fucking time.
A wonderful feeling.
I just, shout out to Fadoz, by the way. I just moved to a sad dad apartment. And as many people have made clear on this show, I'm not tall. Okay. I'm 5'8". That's world average height. But this shower, I'm actually in my sex dungeon right now.
The showers are made for a different era.
Yes. This Billy Barty couldn't take a shower in the shower. It's like, it's so low. I got to get one of those S pipes. What do you call that?
Yeah,
nipple.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
called a nipple, technically. I got to put one of those S nipples on there to get it up higher so it actually hits me in the head. I got to duck down. And it's like, if I got to duck down, but everybody's got to duck down. Like, there's no one, you know, unless you're 5 feet tall, you're not even in the water. What's going on? But never, never, don't face the fucking water, guys. That's psychotic. Who faces the water?
I occasionally turn around because I have
to. You got to wash your ass.
Like, well, I have to do everything. Right. So I turn different ways.
Yeah,
but
sure.
when I walk into the shower, the first thing I'm doing, I'm facing first.
And you, and like as you're standing, getting used to the water, it's hitting you in the chest and face and your dick, and it's getting the front of you. You get the front of you primarily, correct?
I let the water heat up to an acceptable temperature.
Sure.
I put my foot in.
Of course,
make sure. Okay, it's ready.
Test it with the foot.
And then I just go right in. Go right in.
But you go right in facing direct. You face the nozzle.
That's my first
psychotic.
Move. That's my first move.
Just psychotic.
Then I turn around. Because now I gotta, you know, you don't put soap as the water's hitting you. So I turn around. Soap up. And
Hold on. The story's changing a little bit here.
What?
Give me a percentage. Percentage of shower. Of 100% of the shower, what percent of the shower is spent facing the nozzle, and what percent of the shower is spent with, like, a normal person with the water hitting you in the back?
I'm going to say a 50-50.
50-50?
But I start
facing
head on. If I'm going to, because I'm going to start to get wet,
yeah,
I start head on.
I did an Instagram story about this one time. There are, and people think I'm psychotic, but I feel like this happens to a lot of people. Oftentimes, so here's my shower routine. I get in, I wet myself, all right? Get all wet. If I'm washing my hair, which is not every day, okay? Yep. What? I knew Ed wouldn't like that.
I can't even have a good discussion about a shower. You don't wash your... What?
It gets frizzy.
What?
It gets frizzy if I wash...
Every day, sometimes twice a day.
That's too much, Ed. That beautiful hair of yours, you're stripping all the natural oils off it. I'm good.
Oily enough.
I'll wash my hair probably about once a week or so when I get in there. I shower every day. Don't get me wrong. I shower every day.
I mean, you shower-ish
but
every
the,
day.
The,
if you're not,
the sh- I don't get
if to- you're not shampooing.
I don't shampoo. No. About once a week. About once a week I shampoo. But what I do...
If you're bald, I'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You have hair.
I have hair. Yeah. But I will, and this is... you're going to hate this even more. What I do instead, or either after shampooing, roughly once a week, sometimes less often than that. Or if I don't shampoo, I get a little conditioner and I get it all in the hair. I condition. Get it all in there and then I let it sit.
You don't shampoo, you just condition.
I just condition. I let it sit. And then I get the face soap. I got a soap just for my face. Now look. I know I've been tricked by Big Lever or whoever, or Uniroyal. Who makes the soap?
Unilever.
I know I've been tricked by them, but I got one soap for the face and another one for the body. I do the face. Then if I've shampooed, then I rinse all that off and then I hit the conditioner. This is where I get fucked up. I'm just realizing now. Then I condition. Then I wash the body. I get the pits. And you know what I do, Ed? You're not a washcloth guy, are you? If you tell me you're a washcloth guy, we're ending the fucking podcast right now before December 31st, 2025. I can't find out that you do a washcloth, Ed. I just can't.
I would guess the last time I used a washcloth was when I was like 8 months old.
Good.
You know, like something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
When you got washed. Yeah. Somebody else
when
is
I'm
washed.
Getting washed.
Yeah. If you're infirm.
I probably don't do what you're like. People use loofahs and stuff. I have the body wash. I just squirt it into my hand.
Me too.
And just do it.
Okay.
I don't use any like props.
No, me either. I'm not. Same. So I get in there and then I hit myself with the shampoo or with the soap. And I start at the pits and I work my way down.
The pits.
Work my way down. I get the neck and shit. And then, well, you know what I find is I wash my dick and then just lots of soap congregates by the dick. And so then I'll be like, oh, I gotta wash my legs. I know white people are infamous for not washing their legs, but I'll wash my legs. I throw my leg up, on the side, and then I'll get some soap from around my dick, and I'll go down and I'll do the whole leg and foot area. And then I come back, and then I go to the other leg, and I get some more soap from around my dick, because it's always all sudsy around the dick. I don't need to get more soap. Oh, there's a lot of soap hanging out around my dick area. I get more soap from around the dick, and I do the other leg and foot, and then I wrap up. I get a whole bunch of soap. I get whatever's left from around my dick, and I scrub my asshole real good. And then I hose it out with the thing. I let the thing hose it out. Now, here's something that happens to me. Sometimes I daydream a lot. Okay. I got an active imagination, ADHD. Okay. I'm ruminating. I'm thinking about stuff. Sometimes I'll go, did I wash my ass? And I'll look around. I'll go, oh, there's no soap by my dick. Did I get the whole area? And then I talk, and I know I probably did, Ed. Okay. I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't know. I don't see any evidence around the shower. So you know what I do? I do it again. I start from the beginning.
I'm similar.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. I use probably too much soap.
It's okay.
Because
use liquid soap. You're not one of these bar soap psychopaths. So you're not in an Alabama chain gang.
I probably squirt. Cool Hand Luke.
Yes.
I probably squirt the soap into my hand like three different times. Okay. Like, kind of divide my body up into thirds.
I do that too, along with the dick saving area of soap. I am getting more soap. It's not all from the dick, but a lot of it congregates around the dick. You can get some extra from there.
I do wash my legs first, especially because for some reason when I ride my bike, I like get shit on my calves and stuff like that. But I will admit to this.
Yeah.
I don't wash the bottoms of my feet. Like, I wash my feet, but like, I'm standing in soap. I don't want to fall.
I give it,
you know, like, whatever.
Yeah. I give it a one over. It's not like, I'm not like getting out a brush or any, you know, I just like hit it with a little bit of soap. I will say I don't do a great job on the bottoms of my feet either. Cause I am standing in the water, in the soapy water. So I'm with you there. Everything's running down.
And the similarity, you said you forget if you wash your ass or something. I pretty much just do everything once with the soap.
Yeah.
But shampoo, because I'm a normal person, I wash every
hair.
Day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget, did I put the shampoo in yet?
Yep.
And so I'll shampoo twice in one session. It'll never be zero time. Never be zero.
Never zero. Yeah. But sometimes twice. You're natural. You have no natural oils on your head. It's just stripped.
I'm very like oily. I wake up oily. Like
greasy.
I've got natural oils.
You're greasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I have to always wash.
Yeah.
But I don't use shampoo in that. This is a serial killer thing you're probably saying.
Yeah.
I don't use hair gel. My hair is like fuzzy.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah.
I take regular conditioner and then I rub it in my head after I'm out of the shower.
Oh, huh?
And it kind of like
that.
Hardens into like a sort of a gel.
Sure. Yeah.
But
that's great.
When I use shit. I use conditioner like after the shower. That's my hair gel.
Yeah. I think that's a great plan. I had another buddy, because you have this thick, coarse hair, Ed. You could probably put anything in there. I had another buddy that would use aloe vera. Like he would just rub a little aloe vera and just through the hair.
But if I put nothing, it's like a tennis ball. It's just like fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah. Since my hair's gone, it's funny because I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, a year and a half ago, I had like a few gray hairs and now my hair is like mostly gray, but it's also like changed the texture of my hair. So it gets
gray is like,
yes. Yeah. It's like more coarse or something. So that's, I gotta go with different products, but we're interested in your shower routine.
My head are just like all gray now.
Yeah. Look at that head of hair. It's beautiful. It's peacocking it over here. Okay. You got anything? You got anything you want? I'm talking shower routines.
Tell me. Depressing recommendation. When I was flying to Colorado a few weeks ago, I watched the Ohio State wrestling thing where Jim Jordan like definitely covered up for rapists.
Yeah, he was letting dudes drop fingers.
It was well done. It was terrible, but like well done.
Is this on Netflix?
HBO.
HBO. Is he still a senator from the great state of Ohio? Jim Jordan?
Yeah, he refuses to wear his jacket.
He does? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. We need Katie Shady to weigh in on that. Okay. Let's What do we do right now? Oh, we talk about people who died.
Oh, we got a big one.
Big one. Just tell us who is dead now.
It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
No, let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed.
Who died?
Gotta know.
Wait, did you?
Tell me, I just
realized, did I forget one?
Oh,
maybe not. I don't know. There's a ton this week.
Yeah.
And a ton of people dying before their time. This was a very sad week. This shouldn't be. But first, we got news today.
Yeah.
I think he died yesterday. Malcolm Jamal Warner, 54 years old. He drowned while on vacation in Costa Rica. I didn't know that he died, and Jay Stu sent us one of his little clips.
I didn't either. I didn't know what he was talking about.
I was like, why are you talking about, you know, pull it up because, you know, he loves his jokes.
Tread lightly here.
I thought he was talking.
Guys.
So Malcolm Jamal Warner, he pulled up a profile. It says Malcolm Jamal Warner at 50 plus, live life with no regrets. And he said, if I could offer a one regret for him, not learning how to swim. I was like, well, what the fuck are you talking about?
And then I could swim fine.
Like an hour.
It's the ocean, dude.
A good swimmer.
Yeah.
It was a crazy current.
Yeah.
He said,
you gotta,
they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Till the next day.
You gotta look for those currents. You gotta see the changes in the texture of the water. You gotta see if there's any fucking sand being churned up. You gotta fucking just sit there and if there's a lifeguard. We have a lot of lifeguards that happen to listen to this show from Laguna Beach, California. I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys.
Ed
was a lifeguard as well. You go talk to the lifeguard. Hey, you see any rips? How's it looking out there? Now, in Costa Rica, they probably don't have that. But when in doubt, just don't go in the fucking ocean. You know, if you're not, I don't like to go in the ocean without flippers. If I'm going to be swimming in the ocean, I want to know I got enough power because I'm not the greatest swimmer. I want to know I got enough power to get out of things. So if I'm going to be swimming in the ocean, I like to have fins on, but that's just me. But if I'm not sure, I'm not fucking around. We talk about people drowning all the time on the show. Super sad. This guy's 54 years old. He fucking probably never got that Gordon Gartrail that he was after back in the day. You know, it's a bummer.
I will say this. Yeah. Obviously, that show just can't hold up because it's just so problematic. Phil Huxtable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He was a gynecologist whose office was in the basement of his home.
Yeah.
No one thought that was weird.
But I will say,
tell me,
Theo,
great character.
Of course, Denise, they were the only good parts of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Theo, he was like a lovable, like goofy teenager. And Denise.
Great kid. And his buddy Cockroach. Works at Trader Joe's in Manhattan.
Denise ran her off because she made Angel Heart. She wasn't virtuous enough for Bill Cosby.
Yeah, she didn't play fucking Bill Cosby's bullshit. Yeah. She went and made a fucking an insane art film with Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro that everybody should see, Angel Heart.
It's bonkers, but I don't know much. Malcolm and Eddie was like a big show on one of the WB or something. I didn't see it, but I know he had a career after that, but like he was the best part of a show that was iconic at its time.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. Look.
So, RIP.
He's probably a good dude, family man, just very sad.
Yeah.
Terribly sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
This one, he kind of was asking for it.
Yeah.
Felix Baumgartner, the stratospheric skydiver, 56 years old, paragliding accident. Like, the dude's like, hey, let me see if I can parachute from space. Okay, I'm going to paraglide. Like, he's just trying to do things that are eventually going to kill you.
It's only a matter of time. Look.
Yeah.
If you're paragliding, I will tell you, Ed, I hike. Well, I just moved, but I hike over here. And where I hike, there's a bunch of, like, white dudes, too much money. They're probably fucking, like, dentists. or sales guys. And you know what they do, Ed? They go to the top of this hill and they jump off this hill with a motorized parachute.
Base jumping?
No, not base jump. It's, I don't know. I think it's called paragliding. It has a motor. And they sit in this stupid thing and they go with the fucking motorized thing with a sail on top of it. And they're buzzing over my head. And I'm trying to take in the fucking God's beauty. God's creation is all around me. And some dickhead white prick is fucking buzzing around my head. And Ed, every day, every time I walk by, I go, man, I wish one of these guys would crash and die right here in the middle of Alicia Parkway. Yeah. No. He free dove. What do you call that? Free fell out of a fucking balloon in the stratosphere. The sky was black. He was in space and everybody's sucking Katy Perry's dick and Gayle King because they went on a fucking roller coaster that went up high and came back down perfectly safe. This asshole had to put on a space suit, Ed, and fall out of the fucking sky further than anybody ever fell before. I mean, that's pretty bad. He's an Austrian. Like, he's a psychotic person. That said, I mean, look, you're jumping off shit. You're gonna die. Gravity.
It was gonna be a natural causes guy. Yeah. He just wasn't.
No.
It was gonna be an accident.
Yeah, it was not. That's a good point. Yeah. Old age wasn't gonna get old Felix.
No. R.I.P. Harry Tenowitz. He was a beloved Chicago sports radio host, 64, complications from a liver transplant. Very sad.
Very sad. But I mean, what do you need though?
Hey, not judging.
You're going through
Chicago
livers.
Radio here. Host.
Oh yeah,
they've been known.
Old style.
They've been known to be.
they get on the Malort out there at Chicago's the great one of the great drinking towns in all the world. Every fucking street has 13 bars on it. It's insane. You're like, how can this many bars be in business? You're like, bar, 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 bar across the street. Right. You're in a neighborhood. You're like, oh, I'm just walking through a neighborhood. It's so beautiful. Oh, there's four bars right here on the corner. It's insane.
Yeah, you're talking to someone who lives in the most bars per square mile.
Who am I talking to? Yeah.
R.I.P. David Altchek, the longtime Mets doctor and Tommy John surgeon, 68 years old, brain tumor. Very sad.
Oh, very sad.
R.I.P. Brian Braman, former Eagles and Texans linebacker, 38, rare aggressive form of cancer. I saw J.J. Watt posted about it, like, just fucking awful.
Yeah, very sad.
R.P. Auden Groenewald, the 2010 bronze medal winning skier, 49, struck by lightning.
Fuck. God hates your guts.
Don't fuck with the weather.
Get out.
I got caught in a thunderstorm.
Last week. It was last week when we were about to record this show. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, shit, this is not good. But I had to get back.
Yeah. You should have just lived in the Mexican restaurant. You could call in. You could call in. Yeah. We could do it on the phone because that mug. Yeah,
Remember when Elvin is starting to fade to black.
I know. You just take a half sip of your mug and it's black on the top and the bottom just says, I'm gay.
You can see where the how much I've consumed.
Yes. Yeah. Got about a third left. I see that. Just over the arm day.
Wayne Thomas, former Rangers and New York Rangers goaltender and San Jose Sharks executive, 77, cancer.
Cancer.
This is a wild one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Fauja Singh, the world's oldest marathoner.
Yeah.
114 years old. Did not die of old age. He got hit by a car.
Yeah.
114.
Now we know.
You gotta think you're not gonna have a violent death if you make it to 114.
Yeah, I mean you're cruising. You're like, I get to go out on my terms. I will say these. You know how these Indians, they love chasing records. You know they got to be in the book, and they know they're not gonna get Walter Hudson. Yeah. They're not gonna get Robert Wadlow. They're just not gonna get those ones.
50 Indians aren't going to get Walter Hudson.
No, yeah, they just can't do it. So they do the nails, they do the long hair, right? They do whatever. And now this guy's the oldest marathoner. I'm just going to say this. You know, a lot of times, they say you gotta hitch your way off the island, and a lot of times you gotta do it with your cousin's birth certificate because he's 3 years younger than you, and you're not, they think you're 16 and you're really 19, and they go, oh, this fucking 16-year-old got potential. Let's give him $500,000 and get him over here to camp with the Marlins. Okay, and that's what they do. I'm just gonna say, we really believe in this guy's 114 years old.
There's no way they kept adequate records in India. Yeah. In the early 20th century.
This guy's born in 1911, Ed. 1911? My grandma's born 1929. She's still alive. She's old as shit. This guy's old enough to be her dad?
Pre-World War One.
Yeah, no. Sorry. No, I mean, RIP, obviously, very sad. But get the fuck out of here, 114. I might go like 97, 98.
RIP Dan Rivera. He's an investigator on the show Most Haunted Places. Yeah. 54. He was touring with a haunted Annabelle doll.
Yeah.
And mysteriously died.
Yeah. I mean,
creepy.
I'm sure I've stated before on the show that I once slept in a room with that Annabelle doll. A former guest of the show is the scribe of those very successful movies. I know. No thank yous, by the way. And one time
he was promoting his movie to us.
That's right. And now I don't think he needs us anymore. He's had a bit of a falling out. I wish him well. He's a great guy.
This last one, Connie Francis, Pretty Little Baby singer. I had the cause of death for everyone. She died at 87. So I'm just gonna guess skateboarding accident. Like I don't know. I don't know. She was like a 50s or 60s singer.
Yeah, well, she was a real piece of ass, this Connie Francis, right? Like everybody.
I think she was. I feel like she like provided music that was like in the first act of Goodfellas.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that kind of singer.
Look, she wasn't. I mean, I'm not looking for modern guys. Just let's figure out this AI, because when I type in Connie Francis, it's obvious that I'm not looking for modern day Connie Francis. Okay. Like that's like, nobody wants to see current model Connie Francis. They're looking for the
peak.
Yeah. She's kind of in that Doris Day. Oh, wait, she's got the heavies right here.
Right? Sorcery.
Yeah. Oh, it's just black. It's just straight up black.
Straight up black.
So you serve it. Somebody goes, hey, can I get some tea? And then you hand them the mug, and then you fill it up, and then all of a sudden they're drinking, and I'm gay. Sure. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Hey,
yeah. Okay.
I'm happy for the world to know I'm gay.
Me too.
All right.
Speaking of gay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A Rhino Troy on DVD.
Ed, what the hell is going on in the world of sports this week? Fucking, it's the dog days of summer. There was the All-Star break. There's just not much happening in sports.
Right.
What's going on?
Was this British Open? What was the most recent?
Yes, the Open. That's the British Open. Right. It's called the Open. Because they're all snooty over there. They just call it the Open. Yeah, we're the Open. Yeah.
Well, Scotty Scheffler wins everything.
Yeah.
And TaylorMade Golf got ripped for photoshopping his hairline after winning the Open.
So I tell you what, I'm Scotty Scheffler, and it's, you know, a couple days after I win the Open, and I see the stuff come out. I get on the phone to my sponsor and I call up and I go, hey, who was in charge of the socials around the event at the Open? Who was doing the socials? And they go, oh, that was, it's usually a chick. They're like, oh, that was Taylor. And I would go, hey, put me on the phone with Taylor right now. Taylor would pick up the phone and she'd be like, oh, yes, Mr. I go, I just want to tell you thank you, because I You know, I'm out there. I'm playing golf all day. I'm sweaty. I'm fucking bald as shit. You know, I take off my, I'm so happy. I'm hugging my wife. I take off my hat and it's, you see these thigh marks. You see this receding hairline. I look like shit. And you came through. I didn't even have to ask you. You came through and you fixed me up and you made me look nice in those pictures. And I just want to tell you, thank you very much, because I would have looked like shit otherwise. Good for her. Ed, your thoughts?
Hey, whatever makes this guy feel comfortable, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's going to take a counterpoint. Mr. Faces the Water's got a different opinion. You don't want a guy to get his hairline fixed up, Ed, pictures?
All I hear about this dude is he wins all the time.
All he does
is she's
win.
Concerned about that hairline.
Get fixed.
Go to Turkey, buddy. Yeah. They're doing great work these days.
Oh, yeah. I saw, you know, that country guy. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, they did kind of make him look Middle Eastern. He doesn't look right. I mean, they could have used some tweaking, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the best Photoshop job.
I did see that country singer. We've talked about him a few times. Not my cup of tea, but he's very popular. Zach Bryan. And we've talked about him here because he's like 27 and he looks like he could be yours and my uncle. Okay, that's how old he looks.
I'm not getting 29 out of this Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, right. This Zach Bryan.
He does look Middle Eastern.
He does, right? He looks, this Zach Bryan, he's fucking rich, Ed. Like, super rich. Like, as rich as you could picture somebody being rich. This guy is rich.
Right.
And you know what he did? He popped over to Turkey and got that fucking head redone. He got an all new head. He's fucking looking great. And this Scotty Scheffler, he's a rich kid from a country club from Dallas. You know, that probably wouldn't play well at his church if he got plugs. You know, it wouldn't look cool.
That's not what the Lord intended for his head.
Yeah, the Lord, doesn't support plug.
I want to go on the record.
Yeah.
Embrace your baldness. Bald is fine.
Yeah, I agree. But either way.
If he has a problem with it.
Yeah.
I know he's got a zillion dollars at this point. He keeps winning shit.
No, he's good. Yeah, if he's got a problem with it, he should fix it. But I will say this, Ed. I'm the worst picture taker in the world. I've said many times on this show, in person, handsome. Hide your wife, okay? Because I'm a good looking guy in real life. Take a picture of me, it's a different story. I'm not so good looking in a picture, okay? And a video is even worse, much worse. But for some reason, Ed, I've started doing this thing. I don't know what's gotten in my head. Everybody knows I need a high angle. You put that fucking camera up high because my problem area is this right here.
Right.
That's a problem area for me, Ed. So I don't know why I started doing this. And I've seen myself do it in like three pictures lately. Somebody goes to take a picture of me and I throw my arm around somebody. I got this arm around somebody.
And it lifts the shirt.
But I accentuate it. For some reason, I've started taking the offhand and putting it behind my back. So I'm just all belly. It's just nothing but problem area. My big old
flexing the boiler.
Yeah, I'm just shoving it out there. And I'm like, and I look at a picture and I go, what the fuck was I doing? I went, my fifth grade teacher died, and me and some girls that I went to elementary school with, we went to his service, or this was like, I don't know, this is like last year sometime. And I went to my service. And then before we left, we all took a picture together. And for some reason, I threw my arms up around these bitches and my big old fat gut, it was like its own person in the picture. And I'm like, how am I not familiar with my problem areas? What I need is the TaylorMade team to take care of all pictures of me before they go out.
Clean up every picture.
Clean them up, because I don't know how
we
to
need
pose.
A team.
Yes,
we need a team.
I need a team. What else, Ed?
Ex-pro wrestling star Buff Bagwell gets right leg amputated as a result of injuries from a 2020 car accident. I think like a staph infection led to something, but
yeah,
Buff Bagwell.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
is that
it's
a jobber?
Yeah, it's this definitely wasn't a face. Buff Bagwell. And it sounds like, hey, you know, I need to scratch that itch. I'm gonna go down to the Castro district and pay a twink to give me a Buff Bagwell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna get my bag buffed. Well, you know, like it doesn't sound like a name. Sounds like a sex act.
This is what politicians always tried to hide.
Oh,
I heard he's fond of buff bag buffs.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Lindsey Graham.
He goes down to that bar in Southeast DC. He gets a buff bag.
I'm told when he's back home when they're out of session that Lindsey Graham's name on Grindr is Buff Bagwell. Like, yes, yeah. Also, I saw somebody needs to break into this Buff Bagwell, and also these guys got to save a little more because he's determined. To continue his career as a wrestler.
He's going to do like high school gyms and shit on one leg.
He got a nub, Ed. Because if it's above the knee, you got to walk with crutches the rest of your life. Like you need the knee to be able to do the.
Could he do like a half Blade Runner thing? Like a Pistorius thing?
Maybe they come up with something.
You could spring into like a Superfly snooker thing.
Leap over the ropes.
Yeah.
Here comes
the Buff Bagwell. Yeah. And he does the whole.
Yeah. Remember they let this Oscar Pistorius, remember they let him run in the regular ass Olympics with springs on his legs?
Right. Like, Inspector Gadget. Yeah. He just had like gadget legs.
And they're like, can't you believe this is an incredible story, triumphant story. And I'm like, the dude has fucking titanium spring-loaded things attached to his legs that propel him forward. That doesn't seem fair.
Right.
You know, like this caster.
Michael Johnson, those things.
Yeah.
And he's gonna break 12 seconds on the 400.
Yeah, exactly. This caster Semenya has a couple buried testes that nobody knew about. And they're like, get the fuck out, you scumbag. You make too much testosterone. You're out of here because you had some testes you didn't know about because you're fucking from Africa and shit. Yeah, meanwhile, another African gets spring legs.
People that are not born like traditional. Meanwhile, we're going to look at these superhumans that nobody here is born like a traditional human.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone you're looking at is superhuman.
That's how they got there.
So one of the biggest stars in soccer, this guy, Lamine Yamal.
He's not on my team, right? Man U? I'm a Man U guy. Barca? Yeah.
So he, like, as a 16-year-old, was like one of the stars of Spain winning the Euros. Like, he was that... So he's kicking ass for Barca.
Of course he is.
He just turned 18.
Yeah.
And so he had a big birthday bash and he's taking some heat.
Because
he's under fire for renting dwarfs as part of his wild.
Lady ones? Is it lady ones?
They were doing some tossing. Yeah. There are also some pros working the party.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go big with his 18th birthday. And he's like, always dreamed of having some dwarf tossing.
This is Europe, all right? They got different rules over there, A. They got different rules. And two, like, did we check in with the dwarves? Are they upset? You know, like, if the dwarves are cool with it, like, who are we?
The Spanish Dwarf Association or something.
There's no such thing.
They don't call themselves little people.
They don't.
Like, they still are going with dwarf.
Yeah. Dwarfism, but that's the thing they have, right?
Yes, but like they were, I remember whatever I was reading, it was like the Spanish Dwarf Association is like filing a complaint or something.
Oh, man.
Suing.
Yeah, on behalf of their people that were like, hey, that's the most money I made all year. This is what I do. I do parties, you know?
And I got to meet Lamine Yamal.
Yeah, Lamine Yamal, you know, of course. Like, you know, let's be careful who we're defending here. Okay, Ed. Let's do some voicemails.
Oh, and just want to go on record. Oh. We're not pro dwarf tossing.
No. But I mean, everybody should live their life. You know, I'm not saying we should be tossing dwarves around, but like, you know, if people volunteer for a thing, who are we to say?
Right.
I'm not saying just like grab somebody smaller than you just out in the world and throw them around. That'd be awesome.
Saying, like, sneak up on somebody and grab them.
We advocate for consent on this show.
Consent, yes. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying.
what's so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Oh, he's Manuel.
He's fat and got big tits.
People were carrying on about, and I very much like, not like, he's not like us with the Drake diss track, but nothing.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar's Drake diss track.
Yeah.
But nothing can hold a candle to that song.
No, it's really.
His thoughts are useless shit.
Yeah. What's the Tupac one? I fucked your wife. What's that one?
Oh, make money. First off, fuck your bitch. I forget the name.
I know. And then Ice Cube has No Vaseline. Like, there's some great diss tracks in the world. But I would put Manuel and Gardenia. My favorite part, by the way, of Manuel and Gardenia is the fucking town that Manuel is from is called Gardena. But in the song, it's Gardenia because our dear friend Brad in New York, he's not local to this area. Like, how would he know?
I'm because I think of Vincent Gardenia.
Vincent Gardenia or Gardenia mix, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
Gardenia the flower. I don't know. It's Gardena, which makes it even better. Ed, I got fucking just some fantastic news for you today.
Okay.
No voicemails. I guess somebody was texting me last week and they're like, I love it how you berate the voicemailers like during their calls. And I'm like, I don't even think I do that. I don't do that at all. I love the voicemailers. I like Katie Shady.
We love them. We're allowed to react.
Yes. I love Manuel. I love Super Lee, the new Manuel. I like who else? Ish.
David Bray.
Bray. Oh my God. Now Bray rambles a bit, but man, when they get into some airline on airline crime, that's all I want to hear. Like these airlines going after each other look, he's got the toughest job in the game, this Bray. He's trying to get a family sat together so they can go to Orlando. You know, like what's harder than that? Nothing. Not
he's
a goddamn thing.
Karens. He's so many. Karens.
It's all Karen. Now, David Bray's 6'8", and he's a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I can't imagine he's easy to intimidate.
His 6'8"-ness is intimidating to men.
Oh, yeah.
To a Karen.
Oh, sure. They don't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's going to annoy him to death.
Okay. One email this week. Hi, Brian and Ed. This week has been slow for my Twitter follow, but the previous week was a gift of knowledge. I think he's on vacation. There were some fireworks safety tweets for NFL players that did not let JPP's cautionary tale resonate with them. It appears that my Twitter follows account might be changing to a tennis pun account. Oh, this was so upsetting, Ed. I think he's going to do it every time now. Wimbledon announced that world number one Jannik Sinner defeated Carlos Alcaraz to claim his first Wimbledon title. My Twitter follow then posted, amazing how he was able to escape from Alcaraz.
Deuce chills.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's really bad.
Yeah. As you can see, this past week was incredibly enlightening. However, all of this shared wisdom was wiped away by something that has shaken my goal of full consistency to a level I did not think possible. My Twitter follower now deleted the post of him questioning Jose Altuve in the on-deck circle. I can only hope that his questioning of Altuve was more words than Twitter's servers could handle, and they deleted it. Sorry, I butchered the reading of that. Sorry. Thanks. That is from G Fish. Hey, that's why we couldn't find it when we're talking about. But he's like, hey, Jose, is that 27 on your jersey? Because that's how many times when you're in 2017, when you're in the World Series and they were is that how many times you knew the pitches? And it was like, no one could follow what he was saying, and especially the guy in the on-deck circle wasn't fucking paying attention. It was really sad, and we couldn't find it. But I did see something today.
I found a doozy today.
Tell me about it, because I didn't understand. Like most of his Twitter, X, I didn't get it at all. I didn't understand. So I need to explain to me. You know about sports.
Rob Manfred said, I think it made the right decision to remove diversity pipeline program from MLB website, which I'm not interested in reading the whole thing, but like, I don't, at first glance, that doesn't seem like the right decision to remove diversity pipeline. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jay Stu responds. He quote tweets.
Yeah.
We agree with you. Two eyes and whiff, by the way. We agree with you on that issue, but we are still waiting for your apology to the state of Georgia for removing the 2021 All-Star Game. Simply putting it back on the calendar without a formal apology was cowardice. Who's we?
Who's we?
Who's we? I can tell you the only thing I would like, I'd be curious about is why did you put it back when the reason you pulled it
was because
Trump and Republicans did terribly in the 2020 Georgia elections.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then in 2021, there were all kinds of new, by the governor, new restrictions on voting. And so there was an outcry. And of course, like every outcry, people forgot about it. Yeah. And that's why they slid it back in.
Yeah.
But he's saying, we agree that you removed the diversity thing, but we're waiting for an apology. First of all, unless you are like running the hot dog stand at the All-Star game.
Sure.
Who gives a shit what city it's in?
Yeah.
What city it's in?
Where was it this year? I have no idea.
I forgot. Yeah. It was Atlanta. That was the whole thing.
Oh, okay. That's the thing. Yeah.
So they made up, but they didn't change the voting law. They just left it
how it was.
But he's saying we need an apology for pulling it
who's we?
In 2021.
Yeah.
Kind of agreed with the reason to pull it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't need an apology. We,
and when I read that, I'm thinking he's talking about me.
No. Yeah. He's like me and Ed. Me and Ed.
Who's we? I am not in agreement with you, Gene.
Me, I don't know who we. I would like to know who we is.
And also, with has one eye.
Love Jay Stu.
I love Jay Stu.
Guys, check out the Bachelor lifestyle. Jay Stu's doing the Lord's work because he watches the whole Bachelor, and his poor super hot girlfriend, Christina, she has to send me messages about how she's annoyed at me that he has to watch the whole Bachelor. And then it's basically like Ed explains a movie because I have the Bachelor on, but I'm like this and I'm like, that's my phone. And then I talk to Jason about the Bachelor on the Bachelor lifestyle. And he tells me some shit that happens on the Bachelor. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I didn't even see that. So the guy does just a fucking fantastic bang up job. He's a great white shark in a Sea of Bachelor podcast. And I would posit that everybody check it out because it's a great show. That's it for the regular show. We appreciate you listening. Everybody that tuned in.
Yep. We have some doozies like last week.
Got
a surprise visit from Johnny Depp.
Why fuck that up, Ed? I forgot to preview last week.
But I'm just
Patreon
saying,
only.
This Patreon stuff is good. We're gonna talk about a Coldplay concert. Yeah.
We
have thoughts.
As somebody with experience being outed as an adulterer, I have some advice for these people. These people should hear from me because I've lived. I should be a consultant. I should consult for these people because I have thoughts. I forgot that last week Johnny Depp visited and he informed us that his dear friend Harry Aoki now works at a Panda Express, which was just it was a stunning development. And so if you're not checking out our Patreon, patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. That's where you can hear about how Gwyneth Paltrow used to love it when her ex-boyfriend Ben Affleck teabagged her. This is where you're going to hear it. You know, you're only going to hear it here. We appreciate you. If you're not able to, maybe share the show, tell some friends. We appreciate you anyway. Until next week for a daily, I'm Brian Beckner. And if you are the Patreon listener, continue listening. We appreciate you.